verse 1 says, "Come, let us sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done marvelous things." Yes, he has. Friend, welcome to this final Sunday in the month of March 2018. It is Joey Kroll. So good to be back here behind the microphone here on Great News Radio. In fact, this past week I was had to go back into the hospital. A couple of weeks ago I had appendicitis, and well, this past week I developed an infection from that surgery, and well, long story made short, I'm back. Praise the Lord, feeling so much better and ready to hit the ground running. So it is so good to be here with you here on this 25th day of March 2018. It is Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program Sunday Worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, got some wonderful Christ-centered music here in the next 30 minutes or so, including this one, "This Love Never Fails," right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not keep locked inside. Love is the river that flows through. Love never fails.
For listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship, Joey Kroll spending some time here with you, enjoying my cup of coffee and my fellowship here with you today. And there's a story of a young man who vowed not to get married until he found the perfect woman. And at last he found her, but discovered that she had vowed not to marry until she found the perfect man. At last report, neither of them was married. You know, I'll tell you what, perfectionism can drain the fun right out of a great life. Isn't that the truth? You know, we can ruin our lives or the lives of others by embracing the belief that human perfection is possible. in this world. It's not, friend. The greatest proof of that is that God sent his perfect Son into the world to save us from our human imperfections. Friend, none of us will attain perfection in this life, but by God's grace, we can keep striving for holiness. And we can also accept his forgiveness for our shortcomings and share his unconditional love with those around us.
And you are worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship you.
Lord, you're holy.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, Sing to Jesus. Sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
Well, friend, I pray that you are blessed here on this fine broadcasting day. Happy Sunday. Joey Kroll here with you. If you got a couple of minutes today, be sure to like the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Well, Martin Luther, man, he hit it out of the park. He said, they gave our master a crown of thorns. Why do we hope for a crown of roses?
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
listening to Sunday Worship. Tell you what, I love the story about how inspiration can strike anywhere, even in a cancer ward. There was a German software engineer who had a brainstorm while taking treatment for leukemia and now owns a company based on that idea that he had. Isn't that awesome? Just goes to show you that adversity can be the beginning and not the end of a road. And friend, if you're facing adversity right now, do you think it's a dead end, or are you looking for what God might want to show you, and whatever that is? You know, friend, the Bible is a book written to people in trouble. Open its pages, open your heart, open your eyes. God may be trying to show you something new. May you experience His comfort during troubled times, as well as His power to create miracles, even out of the bleakest of circumstances.
Of sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame.
To you. for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure.
Joey Kroll on Sunday Worship.
Before the world was made, before you spoke it to be, you were the King of Kings. Yeah, you were, yeah, you were. And now you're reigning still, enthroned above all things. Angels and saints cry out, we join them as we sing. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you.
That's right. Glory to God forever. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Don't forget, coming up a week from today, Easter Sunday 2018, and we'll certainly have a special program for Sunday Worship in honor of Resurrection Sunday. So hope you can be there and be tuned in a week from today for Easter Sunday. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.